And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
You see this?
A family watching baseball on DirecTV with no satellite dish in sight.
Let's heckle them.
You call that changing the channel?
Choke up on the remote, buddy.
I hope getting all these games on DirecTV makes up for your mother not pre-chewing your sunflower seeds.
DirecTV has the most MLB games. Call 1-800-DIRECTV. Claim based on total games carried on sports networks. Sports availability varies by zip code and requires choice package. Terms and restrictions apply.
The Athletic.
Hello, I'm Adam Hurry, host of Football Clichés, and what you're about to hear is a section of pure clichés. A few minutes we think perfectly encapsulates the essence of our podcast. A podcast that takes the deepest possible dive into the things we all take for granted about the game. A podcast that revels in the tiniest footballing niches. And a podcast the great Jeff Shreves once dubbed irreverent tosh. I hope you enjoy it anyway. For your sins. This is the didn't play for Sam Allardyce's Bolton but really should have done 11. Let's recap our team so far before we reach our figurehead. Nigel Martin in goal, back four of Thomas Helveg, Celestine Babiaro, Ivan Helguera and Fernando Couto. Sensational stuff. Midfield base of Christian Karrenburn, Sylvain Legvinsky, Jalminia arrowing through the middle, flanked by Boudewijn Zenden. Trevor Sinclair. It does feel more Bolton the more I talk about it. But up front, Nick, up front, we have a huge decision to make. Because let's look at the cross-section of strikers Sam Allardyce signed for Bolton. Kevin Davis, Nicolas Anelka, Michael Ricketts, Salva Ballesta, Pierre-Yves André, Jardel, Javi Moreno, Gerard Borghetti, Ricardo Vaztey, and 6'9" Chinese Peter Crouch, Yang Changpeng, who I have to say didn't play for Bolton. He had only had him on trial, but at the time felt like incredibly Allardycean shot in the dark.
Anelka is the one I've forgotten about, which doesn't really fit into the criteria because he was sort of, I don't know whether fairly close to prime career, Anelka.
Well, I think he does. He fits into the damaged goods. He was seen as a bit of a bad boy, wasn't he?
Yeah, and then the
who teams didn't want to go near.
Yeah, the rough diamond that was polished and then sent off to Chelsea.
Mm. So what are we looking for here? What do we want up front, Nick?
I think we want someone. Well, I mean, I'm going to say relatively functional, but one of the names I've got down here is the sort of complete opposite of functional. You want someone kind of very slightly obscure, but the kind of people who probably played a lot of Football Manager in the late 90s and early 2000s will know all about, and maybe a couple of kind of established Premier League names. So the ones I've got here, I've got Mark Viduka, who again the Middlesbrough thing. I keep going back to that. Benny McCarthy.
Yeah, he's on my list as well. Yeah,
but I think the one that I would choose this is another one that I genuinely had to look up, didn't actually play for Bolton, Kanu.
Wow.
Well, let's pick that apart. I mean, Charlie, where do we start?
He did not. I mean, some great shouts in there. I think this position was one of the funnest to do, partly because, as you say, there was such a range of real-life Allardyce strikers. On that theme of strikers who I had to check hadn't actually played for him, Henri Camara, who did such sterling work at Wolves and Wigan, and Senegalese, feels very right. Benny McCarthy was mentioned. On the English theme, Malcolm Christie, who I can imagine pitching up and doing a job, though he also was at Middlesbrough. He went from Derby to Middlesbrough, didn't he?
We are going to be so good at actually played for Middlesbrough 11, aren't we?
Then on the... So I mentioned Dio Tristan earlier. He feels pretty right at the end of... And he then went to West Ham, didn't he? So it would have been the end of...
Of course he did.
The end of Allardyce's time. Nuno Gomez. Mm. Davor Šuker, reliable Premier League goals. Hakan Şükür as a kind of... He's known to...
That's it. Hakan Şükür is the one.
Does it work age-wise? This is very important. Hakan Şükür... 34, so job doer, I think.
Well, all. I mean, he was 71, wasn't he? So in, say, 2003, when Allardyce is starting to sign... he signed a contract in 2002, didn't he? So it could be, 31, 32. Coming in, he scored goals everywhere he's been. Mm. He's physical enough for the Premier League. He'll relish that.
Very good.
And then last couple of shouts, continuing the Danish theme, John Dahl Thomason and Ebbe Sand.
Ebbe Sand, a popular shout amongst our listeners. Let's hear from our listeners, in fact. Rince Russ says, Christophe Dugarry.
Yeah.
And I reckon Allardyce could have coached one more good year out of Roger Miller. He's lacking fitness, but we'll take a look at him. But no, mid-50s by then, so
things
no.
For strikers like that, it doesn't matter so much. Yes, he's 47.
Mark Quinn goes for an incredibly obvious shout, Yakubu. Yeah. Again, too Portsmouth-y. Sam says, I reckon Allardyce could have got a tune out of Stan Collymore for at least a six-month loan period, pay as you play.
Maybe right at the beginning of his time in the Prem.
Okay. Alex Reel says, Angelos Haristeas. As a post-Euro 2004 signing would be the Greek good. Kevin Davis. Full circle for this episode.
That really is good. I thought I'd made my mind up, but that's throwing a spanner in the works.
Does he usurp Hakan Şükür? I think he might do.
The only thing with Haristeas is he feels a little bit too man of the moment-y.
That's actually a very good point. Yeah. Bolton would have been in for him, would they?
I think it's more likely they would have signed him a year or two later once his stock had fallen and his club couldn't have put such a high transfer on him.
In that case, I've removed Angelos Haristeas from my little document here and replaced him again with Hakan Şükür, who I think is going to be... We need a player like this, Charlie, for our front man role, because we've got a very bizarre midfield behind him doing all sorts of things. We need a figurehead. So I think we're all happy with that. Let's run through our team then. In goal, Nigel Martin. Back forward, Thomas Helveg, Celestine Babiaro, Ivan Helguera, Fernando Couto. Lacking some British grit there. I feel like we do need a functional fullback. I just can't think of anybody, so that's it. In midfield, Christian Karrenbøl, Sylvain Legvinsky and Joao Meunier. On the wing, Boudewijn Zenden and Trevor Sinclair. Up front, Hakan Şükür. Nick, does this feel Allardycean to you?
Yeah, I think that's pretty strong. I don't think anyone can really pick up. Well, no, actually, people could very easily pick holes in it because of the very concept. But still, I think it's pretty solid.
Brought to your ears by The Athletic. This is Football Clichés.
This is from C.R. Wood, Jack. Sky Sports commentator in Liverpool's win over Newcastle saying, cometh the hour, cometh the man, when Roberto Firmino equalised. Not sure a player who returned 5 Premier League goals last season deserves such status. I disagree, Jack. I think the primary factor here is the fact that it's on the hour. Doesn't matter who it is. As long as it's the hour, a man can cometh.
As in because it was scored in 60 minutes?
Yeah, it was all... Yeah.
That had never occurred to me.
Yeah. Actually, hang on.
I thought cometh the hour just denoted, like, here is an important moment, time where we need the team to score, not here's a goal on 60 minutes.
Yeah.
That genuinely never occurred to me
I've
before.
Never thought of it in that way.
Wow, really?
My eyes are open.
That's absolute madness.
Yeah, but so many examples won't be on our goal.
That's incredible. 70% of our listenership are now shouting into their devices.
A classic cometh the hour goal would be on like 85 minutes.
No, why? What are you doing?
To score. The fact that it's on 60, who cares if it's on 60?
It was in the 61st minute.
Who cares?
Firmino's goal. Wow. Blown away by this. Only 33% of the participants in this podcast think that cometh the hour, cometh the man needs to happen in and around the 60th minute of a football game.
No.
No.
Because often there'll be late goals.
Talking nonsense.
I'm stunned. Absolutely stunned to silence. Producer Phil says, our reference is insane. I'm with them. You're off your rocker. Because Phil Wright-Lewis is 58 years old. I'm stunned.
Because it's not. You're doing a Dave Walker. You're taking it very literally. It's not. I mean, it's an expression.
You wouldn't say it otherwise.
Of course you would.
You could say man of the hour, but that's a kind of bigger picture thing. No, but if it cometh the hour, it's an hour thing.
Cometh the
it's
hour.
Not because that's saying, not what the hour means.
Exactly. It's not an hour of meaning. Need. It's not an hour of need. It is the hour.
It is though.
I worry that people will agree with you, but I'm definitely right.
People definitely agree with us.
Yeah, because you'll see as well, so few of these examples will be 60th minute goals.
Yep, and exactly right. If you enjoyed that little snippet of Football Clichés, make sure to check out our extensive back catalogue of almost 250 episodes of the most niche and obscure football content that still makes perfect sense.
The Athletic.